Now, I'd like to welcome Thierry Clerc. He is homeopath and nutritionist, and he, as I said before, he is a regular contributor to several national and international health magazines. And he's here to talk about lots of things about nutrition and sport and first aid too. Good morning.
Good morning, Susie. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you here. I think we should just start to get a little bit of background about you, Thierry, and start us off, because it's a little bit more interesting than normal, because you haven't always been a nutritionist or a homeopath, have you?
No, like many people who are in the alternative sector, we actually tend to have a life crisis which makes us look into our own health. So in my case, about 15, 16 years ago, I suffered a severe type of arthritis, which almost crippled me. I was on 3 or 4 medications, and discussing with my GP in Cambridge, actually, I felt, and she agreed that actually going to see a complementary practitioner was probably the best way forward. So I went back to France to see a homeopath, because that's really part of the public health system. And I was amazed, actually. After a year, I was off drug, but I also had a different level of energy. I was so amazed that I decided to retrain, leave my career as a project manager in technology. And after homeopathy, I decided to study nutrition because it's also a big part of health, Susie.
Yes, that sounds... I mean, I did actually... It's interesting you say, because I also suffer from arthritis about 9 years ago. So I'd be very interested. I was given, obviously, the traditional medication, but that is a really nice thing to hear as well. So you're into this really... And you're quite passionate about it, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So tell us a bit, because on your website it says sport is not key to fight obesity, but nutrition is. So it's quite an important statement, I think.
Yes, and it's an article I've wrote actually out of just after Christmas, because many of my patients, when I mention that they are overweight or obese, will say, oh, I need to do a bit more sports.
Yes.
And there are now more and more studies which prove that sports is not key to lose weight. It's important for your health. However, you first need to put the right fuel in your body in order to lose weight. Actually, sports can increase your sugar requirements, because muscles needs actually sugar to function. And if you have a metabolic disorder, like what is called sometimes pre-diabetes, your body cannot actually process sugar, a
right.
Sort of insulin intolerance, it may make you actually put on weight, interestingly.
Well, it's funny you say that, because when I ran the marathon about 4 years ago, and I put weight on, and I was eating a lot of these sugar supplements so that I could run fast and have more energy. And I think it was just, I was going the wrong way, wasn't I, really?
Possibly. I mean, when I see people who run marathon, I say sugar is good, but just before sports, not a lot.
Yeah.
And after sport, you should not have sugar. You should actually have protein to repair body
yes.
tissues.
So that's really interesting. So I've been told as well recently that it's 80-20. 80 is more on the nutrition and 20% is more on the sport.
Yes. It depends, I would say, where you start. If you're, I remember a patient who was what is called super obese, so BMI over 40, and he's almost died, actually. I mean, he had a big heart problem when he started to do sports. And so he went to see me, and after a year or two, he lost a lot of weight. And he went back again to the class, and it was easy for him. So you have to realize that if you carry 4 stones of extra weight, any sports could be actually something a bit too much for your body, because you're already doing quite a lot of sports 24 hours a day.
Yeah. And so the impression that I get from you is you're not really anti-sport. You're obviously pro-sport, but the key is nutrition. So how do we go about changing our lifestyle then?
Our lifestyle nowadays goes against the grain of our genes. Mm. We spend most of our time sitting, most of our time usually stressed. And 60 years ago, it was not the case. And for the 20 million years before 60 years ago, it was not the case. Which means that sports is very important now, because if you spend a lot of time sitting, you need actually to do a lot of stretching and physical activities. Building muscles is also important, because in our old age, the more tonicity we have is also important. So I tend to tell people, do have sports 2 or 3 times a week. Do something you like. on a regular basis. So sometimes some people like to have challenges like marathons. Some people
That's a big challenge, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe smaller ones than that.
I've done it once as well, and never again.
Yeah, no, me too. Yes, I agree. Absolutely.
Tick, box ticked.
Yes.
a lot of people, and now it's more my type, I tend to do Tai Chi once a week, musculation once a week, football once or twice a week.
So to vary the exercise,
yes,
as well.
Yes, and regularity. Yes, so cardiovascular is important. Stretching is important, and building some levels of muscles and enjoying it. Having said that, before that, obviously, you need to be within more or less your weight range.
Mm. How do we start that then? What's the best way?
So first is to know what is your weight range. The easiest way is to measure BMI, and you can probably find out online, but the formula takes your weight in kilo, and you divide this by your height in meter, and again by your height in meter. Ideally, if it's between 19 and 23, you're within your weight range. You may have too much fat, not enough muscle, and here sport will correct it. If you're just below that or just above that, is probably not a problem and sport will correct. But if you're way beyond that, your body is undernourished in some form.
And very, it's undernourished, as you say.
I would say in some form. So
yeah.
Very often, what we need from food, we need to repair body tissues. Everybody will agree with that. We need to get energy. And then we also need to have fun once in a while. And building body tissues is only about proteins. So a lot of people cut protein to lose weight. However, you can create issues like body tear or difficulty to repair your body. The other thing is the body needs fat as well or sugar. And we make energy either way. However, sugar tends to create a lot of, it's a quick firing one. You do a lot of sports, you're stressed, your body will need a lot of sugar. But if you use that long term all the time, you start to create imbalances in your body, like what is called prediabetes or metabolic syndrome, which means that basically your body is not processing energy very well. Your body will go into a panic mode and then you will start to store fat, visceral fat, which actually is a bad type of fat, or basically have other problems.
Mm. Out of your clients that have actually come to you, have you seen some great successes? I've seen on your website lots and lots of really motivating statements.
Yes, so I really looked into a program which was not based on supplements or shakes, but only on nutrition, so retraining people on how to eat properly. I ended up finding a program called Metabolic Balance, which was created by German doctors, so I quite like Germany because they're quite organized. I quite like the fact that they were doctors, and it uses a lot of blood tests to actually understand how your body works. And from that, basically, you get a plan with the amount of protein you need, the amount of veg, and a list of the type of protein, fat, and so on. And it works just very well. You still need to have regular meetings to actually have some kind of accountability. But also learn how to do when you want to relax. But basically, yeah, I have extremely good success on that.
Oh, that's great to hear. Well, I'd like to point out of Thierry Klerk's website, because I think it'd be important. He has lots. So you have lots of interesting information. And it's thierry-health.com. And on it, you're also highlighting a first aid course, homeopathy and nutritional therapy in Cambridge. Now, this is specifically for parents who want to treat their children with a natural remedy as well. Is that right?
It is correct, yes.
Yes. Yeah. And that's starting, when is that course? So that's the 1st of April?
Yeah, I do one on the 1st of April and one on the first Saturday of March. So I tend to do it once every 3 months nowadays. I have two coming next month because my wife is away on Saturday, so it's easier.
Well, it's been really interesting talking to you, Thierry, about it. I really want to look at it more. And it's a subject, because we're always told to exercise and exercise, but it is quite good to try and focus on the nutrition. And as you say, eat more fat, not more sugar, perhaps. I'm always trying to cut out carbs, but carbs are good for you, aren't they?
Carbs are good, especially grain. For some people, they're not as good as other people. So we have to look. That's where the blood test can help. And also they tend to be better in the morning or before sports.
And if you're doing some sport and you finish a sport, are you supposed to eat something healthy or protein at least 20 minutes after finishing?
Ideally, water. That's really the. I mean, we are made of 70% water, and it's very easy not to drink enough. Because water is used to eliminate. So after sport, it's very good for the lactic acid. And then if you feel hungry, basically it's better to have a bit of protein afterwards, basically.
Well, thank you very much, Thierry. It's
You're
been a pleasure
welcome.
To have you here today. And that is Thierry Clerk. He is homeopath and nutritionist. And he was here talking to us about fighting obesity and sport. Obviously, it's not the key, just the key. It is nutrition as well. And also highlighting a first aid course that's specifically designed for parents who want to support their children with natural remedies. I'm looking forward to reading up on that. Thank you very much indeed.